You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to you. We're opening this program with the selection, Wonderful Words of Life.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of God. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of God. Words of life.
Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for all of your rich blessings to us. We are thankful for the gospel and for the power of the gospel. And we're thankful for the opportunity of presenting thy word to this precious congregation today. Wherever our service is being heard, we pray the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will use it for the glory of God and for the good of our congregation. We pray that you might deal with hearts according to the need that they have. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our service with the selection, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure.
Our subject for today's broadcast, God's Book Lost in God's House. And our text of Scripture is taken out of 2 Kings chapter 22, and I'll begin reading with verse 8. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought the king word again, and said, Thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it unto the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. Now Josiah was 8 years of age when he began to reign. His father and his grandfather were idol worshippers. They were not godly men. His father and his grandfather, I say, were wicked, and they did evil, and they worshiped idols. The two of them together reigned in Judah for 57 years, and God's book was lost in God's house. In the 18th year of Josiah's reign, he was having the temple repaired and cleared out with all of the trash that had been gathered there, when Hilkiah the high priest found God's book. And he showed it to Shaphan the scribe after he read it, and he brought it to the king and read it to the king. And we see that the king took what he had read, or what he had heard read, took it very seriously. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. And he saw that Judah had been transgressing the law of God, and it was really affecting him in a righteous and a godly way. I think we can say sometimes today, God's book is lost in what is called God's house, lost to the hearts and lives of many, lost to many preachers, as a matter of fact. God's book led King Josiah to take three decisive actions. First of all, it led Josiah to change his own life. Many today have the book, but it does not change their life. It doesn't really have an effect upon them. But Josiah, I say, took what he heard very seriously, and it changed his life. He repented of his sins and even the sins of the nation. He confessed his and the nation's sins. Our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written therein. The priests and others went to Huldah, who was a prophetess, and she told them to tell the king, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king has read, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods. Therefore, my wrath shall be kindled against this place. We read in the book of Proverbs, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the book of God in that day had been neglected. In fact, it had been lost according to the scripture that I have just read. And when they were cleaning out the temple and remodeling the temple or repairing the temple, they came across this book. And so Josiah was affected by it in a positive way, I say. Josiah took a firm stand for truth and found in what he found in God's book. He took it to heart, he believed it, and he took his stand for it. And as a result, the Lord told him he would gather him to his fathers in peace, since he had repented and endeavored to obey the words that he heard read in the book. The king repudiated his father's position and repudiated the nation's religious establishment. Again, they were worshiping idols, disregarding the word of God. God had told of Israel they should have no other gods before them. They should never bow to idols. But here we find Judah was disobeying the word of God and doing the very thing that God said for them not to do. And again, is that not true in many parts of the religious world today? Josiah went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. So we read in 2 Kings 23, verses 1 and 3. Beloved, the word of God is not affected if we do not obey it. James said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. A lot of people question the truth of the word of God today and want you to believe it's full of contradictions and a bunch of fables. But beloved, God's word was inspired by God. Every scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. God's book led Josiah to destroy false religion. Yes, false religion was destroyed out of the land of Judah, and they endeavored to keep the word of God, the teachings of the word. Again, Josiah wanted to walk in the way of the Lord, and he wanted the people to walk in the way of the Lord. And they entered into a covenant to do that very thing. He destroyed idolatry. Josiah destroyed idolatry. The king commanded the high priest and the priests of the second order and the keepers of the door to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal and the grove and all, for all the host of heaven, and he burned them without Jerusalem. He also removed the idolatrous priests and broke down the houses of the Sodomites. Now, God's ministers today need to destroy error, and I'm not talking about literally destroying idols, literal idols, although there are idols today. I've said numbers of times, anything that means more to you than the true God, that is your God, that is your idol. But God's ministers today need to destroy error. How? By preaching the truth of the Word of God, not physically, forced by exposing the false teachings. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers whose mouths need to be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. Titus chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Did you notice what Paul wrote to Titus? He said there are preachers that are preaching false messages for money. Filthy lucre is talking about money. And they are those who are preaching just for money. A God-called minister will not preach for money. He'll preach for God, and he'll preach for souls. Denominational doctrines and creeds. There is one body and one spirit, and there is one faith. So we are told in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. So we read in a little book of 2 John and verse 9. It led Josiah to restore the true religion to Judah. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits and the wizards and the images and the idols, all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah, did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book. And Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord, and like unto him was there no king before him, and that turned to the Lord with all his heart. And we read where Jesus said, some worship him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. Josiah had a heart and a mind to do the will of God, and he had his people to do the same. Now we read and say this in 2 Kings 23, 24, and 25, where Hilkiah the priest found the book and read it to the king, and the people with all their heart worshipped and turned to God, the true and the living God. Josiah's restoration movement was a move back to the blessed old Bible. The king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. 2 Kings 23, verse 21. Getting back to the blessed old Bible is a great need in our land and world today. The Bible was given to us to live by, not to argue over, not to dispute about, but to live it. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. It insists that we are to do Bible things the Bible way. It has been a long time since the Passover had been observed properly. Surely there was not held such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel. So we read in verse 22 of 2 Kings 23. So they observed the Passover as the Bible taught that it should be. Ancient truth can be strange to modern religion and religious sects today. But, beloved, the Bible is an old book, but it has an up-to-date message. Ancient truth is just as vital and important today as it was when it was uttered by the prophets and by the apostles. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. So we need to get back to the blessed old Bible and live it out in our lives, not according to sectarian or denominational creeds, but according to what the Word of God actually teaches. The stand that Josiah took for truth and his getting rid of false gods and false religion may not have been popular with some of the people, but he believed what they found in the book that was lost and set about to have the people to follow its teachings. As a result, God withheld his wrath from Josiah's sake until he died. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. That's 2 Kings chapter 22 and verse 20. Take heed, therefore, unto thyselves, or yourselves, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. That's Paul's instructions to the elders of the church of God in Ephesus. And that instruction Paul gave to the elders of Ephesus is still needed today. Ministers need to take heed to themselves and make sure that they are living and obeying the word, and then they need to preach it and teach it to the people. And the people need to give heed to the word of God if we desire the blessings of Almighty God. Sin is a curse to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. But righteousness exalteth a nation. Our nation needs God. And the way it needs to get back to God is by taking the Word of God and live it out in our daily lives. Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to what has been said. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has been a benefit to your soul. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins at 7 on Wednesday evening. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin E. Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
I will sing of my